All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Making a lot of noise over there. You're flipping and this. Do you have a lot of notes?
No, there's so many notes.
Very prepared notes, for this program.
Boy, there was a lot to note on the weekend.
I said to you before we started, not sure about this show today. What do you say?
Well, what did you expect might be my question. When the Flames were good and like winning the West in their own division, that was a slaughter of a road trip when you went 3-4 through Carolina and Florida.
You know better than that, though. They have not had this kind of a performance on the road against good teams. They have played very well against good teams. That one yesterday
was
as poor a performance as we've seen in a long time.
At the midpoint of the game, they were on pace to get outshot 44-10.
Yeah, and outscored about the same.
They kind of hung around longer than they should have. But it was not close. And I'll say this about Florida. Like, Stolarz played great early, mm-hmm. which I thought was the difference. Because, you know, Florida was the better team, but Calgary had a lot of chances early. And it very well could have been one of those, yeah, we got the backup and we're in this thing on the road. He was phenomenal. And then Florida just pulled away. They're the better team, as you'd expect. But that I thought the score yesterday was much more reflective of the talent gap than maybe – the game on Saturday, they're right there, if not for some great goaltending at the other end.
So,
at least early.
Yeah, outscored to the tune of 12-3 in the two games on the weekend. Now, again, beat the Lightning on Thursday. Looked impressive.
2 out of 6.
Tampa did not. No. I guess on the other side. But for sure, the wheels fall off in the game against the Panthers, and they stay off yesterday against the Carolina Hurricanes. 5-1 loss against Florida, 7-2 yesterday. One of the two, a nice gift. That was nice of Freddie Anderson.
He was also stole Backlund of what looked to be a sure goal, although he might have missed the net on that one.
Yeah, maybe. Igor Sharangovich gets his 27th off the charity there. So nice. That's now career high in points for him. He had already hit the career high in goals. So,
buddy, have a year.
Maybe Freddie had him in the pool.
Anyone wants to pan the Conroy trades? Just remember, 1 year of Tyler Toffoli where they ended up trading him and probably not making the playoffs, or this.
Yeah, I think
like he's going to get 30, and you've got another year, and you got the Toolsy third rounder SUNY of playing at UMass. Like, for the spot where we were that night before the draft in Nashville, that is a clear W for Conroy. There's no other way to slice it.
You use Toolsy a lot.
Well, that's what Connie's collected. All the players. There's a common thread here.
Players are toolsy.
Well, even when we didn't know what Sharangovich was, you knew he could fly and you knew he could shoot at a ton. We said it that night. You just didn't. And those are things that are nice tools to have. And this team has lacked. We talked last year ad nauseum about they're not quick. No one can beat a goalie at distance. Can you tell me about Igor Sharangovich and what he can do?
He can shoot it.
And he can be goalish from distance. And he's a guy that flies and plays at high pace.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you.
And I don't want to fall back to using the same words and stuff, but this is what Craig Conroy is trying to build. If we're going to see this club regroup a bit, so to speak, and use whatever R word you want, you're going to make a lot of bets on guys with tools. You're not chasing these gritty character bottom half of the roster guys. Anyone with an elite skill set of any sort, you're going to collect all those lottery tickets and see who can become something more than they've been. Mirimanov is that. Certainly, Sharangovich and Kuzmenko check boxes on that in a big way. The Brustevich kid is that as well. They're not going to get safe bets. They're going to chase elite skill because that's what this roster's missing.
Yeah, and the flip side to that, and I think that's what I guess what I've heard more than anything else, but to your point, you don't know until you know, is that while they may be toolsy, why have they fallen out of favor or fallen down the depth chart of their team? Now, maybe that team drafts particularly well. Maybe they have a strength at that position, mm-hmm. but kind of across the board, and maybe Vancouver not so much, but Vancouver, Dallas, and then the deal with Vegas, these were all guys that were deemed somewhat
expendable
yeah. by the team, making the deal a little easier to make.
Yeah, and I don't know that Vancouver's necessarily the same, but certainly Dallas and Vegas feel similar.
Yeah.
But again, if they're not, if it's just right out of the gate, you're not getting one of our best two prospects. So Stankoven and Bork are off the board in Dallas, as they should be.
I wanted Stankoven just because it's got Stank.
And yeah.
You know, Stank.
Look, Stank. Everyone wants Stankoven. He's going to be a career star. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
8 points in 6 games.
Yeah, he looks okay.
They're papering him down on off days now. I don't know if you noticed. Like, that's our take there. They're like, you're going down. And then we play on Tuesday, you're coming back up.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, whatever.
So just you mentioned it there. I had it in my notes. Is this now officially a rebuild? Is the rebuild officially on?
I just don't know what the difference between a retool and a rebuild is. Like, I think we understand the concepts, but where does one end and the other begin? It's probably just your choice of word.
Well, what's the difference between the two then?
Well, I mean, a rebuild is where you rip it back to the studs, and a retool is where you swap out parts. But this feels like it's in the middle, right?
If they trade Markstrom, is it a rebuild?
It's closer to one, or it is one, depending where you draw the line. That's my whole point, is it feels rather arbitrary where one ends and the other begins. But pick your R word. Yeah. What we know is that this team has less established NHLers than it did 3 months ago, 6 months ago, if you want to include in Zadorov. And if you go back 2 seasons ago when they're playing in the second round of the playoffs, a lot less than that. I got to mention the Pinder report. That's a pretty funny reminder of how different that team is. They have 3 forwards and 2 defensemen left from that team 2 springs ago, less than 2 years ago. That's it.
But if you would have asked people back then, they'd have been happy with that.
After the second round exit?
This core needs to be break up the core, shake up the core. They've broken up the core.
Yeah, I feel like the screams for that were a lot louder before they went to round two. But yeah, Johnny will never win. It's like, oh, so you're sick of going to the playoffs every other year.
That whole crew, it was, aside from what Bennett, I guess, it was still Tkachuk, Monahan, Gaudreau.
Lindholm had bad playoffs. The only forwards that really had good playoffs in that era were Backlund the last couple and Bennett, because expectations were so low on Bennett. Yeah. And Anderson and Hanifin were dog shit against Edmonton. Your goalie wasn't good, but they just, how many odd man rushes and backdoor passes and breakaways did they allow? Like, that was not the Darryl team we watched all regular season. And to be fair, Tanev was playing with one arm. That made a difference.
People are asking, where's Rhett?
That's what we were asking.
It's a good question.
We used to have a segment called Ask Rhett. We should do a new one called Where's Rhett?
Yeah, like, where's Waldo? Mm-hmm. Where in the world is Rhett?
Retro San Diego?
We don't know.
And
if you see him...
Yeah, do let us know.
Let us know.
I had some intel at Calgary Airport. Someone said that he was going through security.
Oh.
Yeah, the internationals.
So he might be on an aircraft of some sort.
Yeah, or in some sort of holding room.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get confused. You think you're flying through Hamilton. You can carry some things in your carry-on.
Yeah.
You're going to Yankee Land? No, sir. Can't bring that in. You're going to have to go sit here.
I think, though, because he had that big package of meat, steaks and all that. I don't know if he's taking that home. I think a lot of that was consumed by the boy while he was here over the
I would not put that put that past him. It would be a very reasonable outcome to that meat's all have been evaporated.
He was here the one day. He says, I'm starving. Got to go eat. Which, so is that, is he going to a restaurant? Is he going out for lunch? He went home and had a massive steak by himself.
Probably ate some on the way home, though.
I don't know.
I don't know if you could have lasted. You got to cook the thing.
I'm not sure.
Dress it up.
So that's what we know about Rhett. No Frank Saravelli either today.
Boy.
Frank is wiped out.
He's so tired. He can't do our hit, but he is doing Daily Faceoff today.
Is he doing it?
Yeah. It's just fine. Those guys work their tails off.
I guess so.
Especially the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
No, I guess that's, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So win four, lose four, win four, lose three, win five, and now have lost three of four. Are we really going to overreact to a couple losses in there? Or is this now different because it's post deadline and you're seeing a lot of the Hanley, Pahal, Miramanov?
No, I mean, it's
clearly close, a different roster.
It's a different roster, but it's also a complete ass kicking.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Right. Like, it's not that they lost two games. They've lost two games. We've seen, as you say, the losing streaks, but it's never been. It hasn't been this year like this. The one yesterday, and it's the end of a road trip, and it's a very good team.
Third and four.
The whole thing, 3-4. But you take the final, 30 against the Panthers, and then throw in the full 60 here. And this was a snot bubbling, as I've heard it written.
They played three times in less than 72 hours. And the opponents, you could argue, went to from should be better cup contender to like two legit division potential winners and cup contenders. And Carolina just added Florida, as you saw with Tarasenko, they added as well. Tampa's additions came later. They added Duclair, after 40 minutes on Thursday. And then they added Matt Dumba, I believe, as well, later on Friday. Those are just really good teams. And if you're not going to be great and you're tired and now you're playing a lot of 6-7 defensemen, like three of them.
So are you saying that maybe
I'm saying this,
that I'm overreacting or people.
I mean, look, it was an ass kicking, but like, what are we expecting here? If you're going to play your third time in 72 hours and how many minutes were given to Pahal, Hanley, Miramanov, like guys that are first week in the system or just were on waivers,
right?
Like, that's just not NHL caliber defenseman at this point. Now, that doesn't mean they can't be. I really like the pickup of Hanley. It's going to take him a while to figure out what's going on, probably. And Miramanov has played 29 games in 3 years. Or is this really, like, we're nowhere near the ceiling. It's so much as, like, just let him play. See if we can figure it out. Again, lots of tools. We'll see if it turns into a player.
So, with that said, then, because they have an off day today, and then tomorrow it's the Avalanche, and then it's a day off, and then it's Vegas. Should fans be prepared for this then?
It'll be easier at home because you can shelter guys. Can't do that on the road. You're not going to be as tired. I think
they'll be exhausted, don't you?
Yeah, but then they didn't get back at 2 a.m. last night. They would have been in their beds at a reasonable hour.
Plus that time change.
They got an off day today.
Boy, if Rhett were here, he'd go off in that time change.
Yeah, two whole hours. How do you do it?
It's all that sort of thing.
Now, does the spring forward help them or hurt them? Because then it's only 1 hour time change. Boy, I don't know. That's a lot of math.
Well, you're losing sleep, right?
Well, they weren't. They were on the road. They basically came back to Central Time, not Mountain.
Yeah.
So but that's only 1 hour time change. They're Central, essentially, after the spring forward.
Yeah, but they got to start a Mountain Time game tomorrow.
Right.
Not a Central Time. So
I do get that. But
we always say they got to start on time.
What time should they start, do you think? Do you think they should start on time? An hour early?
I'll look at it.
The time.
I'll let you know.
No, but I think, they've worked hard, and that was what was glaring, is that it wasn't a good effort. And that's what you heard out of that locker room from Huska, from like Coleman and others, was just like, that was a pathetic effort, and how we respond to it's important.
It's all of it together.
Yeah.
It's post-deadline. You traded away who you were going to trade away, and you got thumped.
Yep.
I don't think they get thumped like that every night.
Of course not.
And I think also there's that mental aspect as well in that locker room for Mackenzie Weegar and Jonathan Huberdeau. You're back in Florida. They hammer you 5-1. Mm-hmm. That hurts when your former team does that to you.
First time they'd lost to Florida, they were 3-0 against them prior, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
I think it's just the...
You'd always want to beat those guys, right?
For the older guys, it's that realization that it's not going to be a playoff year, and I don't know what this team is going to be next year, and these... Not that it's a death spiral, but they're going to have to put on their big boy pants and be pros here for the next month and change.
Which is what you do when you sign up long-term and collect the money they're collecting at their age. It's like, my job here is to help teach young players how to be good pros and to show them what work ethic looks like, even when things aren't going well. I expect they'll work their tails off against Colorado and Vegas. They have not shorted you on effort very often. Carolina probably was one of those. They won't be as tired. And, you know, you'll probably see the better goaltender.
Yeah, I don't know if it would have made a difference yesterday.
No, but I mean...
Watching those...
No, yesterday it wouldn't. But again, if you have to play Colorado, who gives you a better chance to win, Vladar or Markstrom?
Well, I get
that. That's all I'm saying.
But they lost 7-2.
You asked me what I'm expecting moving forward. So I'm expecting Markstrom. I'm expecting less tired. And I'm expecting a little more cohesiveness from the new guys because they'll be less new by another game day skate, I guess.
Is there anything... If you were asked to give a grade, because somebody asked me, how's the new guy look? And I don't honestly know. It was 20 minutes, 26 seconds of Miramanov yesterday.
It's tough to grade in those circumstances.
18, just under nine, basically 19 minutes against the Panthers. I can't tell you one way or the other.
You can see he can move. You can see he can shoot it. You can see that he's defense big. Isn't his calling card. He's 6'4".
Yeah. He has a big body.
Well, he's from Moscow and came over here at 16 to North America. Like, this was a guy that's clearly been slated to be a prodigy for a long time. And then he gets switched from forward to defense at age 17, I believe. He was at a skate with Larionov, and he said, no, we need D. I think you can be a D. I don't know. He's coming off a major knee injury. It's one of those things where you're just going to have to play him, and we'll see. Because what this whole run-up to the deadline was essentially Connie going and trying to find some, you know, go polish some, find some unpolished gems in other teams' organizations. They weren't going to give you the top prospects. They just weren't. So now you got to go sifting through the org and find guys that you've liked for a while. And they found that in the two Russian D. But what I've seen they've collected is a lot of guys that I just don't think of much of a chance at all to be top 40. So what you're looking at is a system that's got Kuznetsov, Soloviev, Poirier, Moran, the two new guys, the Russian defensemen. The other Russian defenseman they got from San Jose, Ochocik, that also seems to profile as at best third pair. So out of that group of like 6 to 7 D, you have a third pair for a while, but some of them are going to bust.
Yeah.
And some of them are going to be third pair. Maybe Miron Amanov's a guy that can be a power play third pair guy, but you're still missing the top four. So do you go in free agency, address that? Do you allow yourself to suck for a bit next year, knowing that your pick goes to Montreal if you're not a bottom 10? That's the hole they have to plug. And I don't know that they've got someone in the system that you're like, that's a 24 minute a night top four defenseman.
Yeah.
I don't think they have one. Now, maybe Moran could be that. Maybe, but they're just all so far away and they all seem to profile in a very distinct direction. Like, three of them are offensively geared guys. Brstevich, I'd throw that in. And three of them are really defensive. And Miramanov, I don't know where to put. He's 26.
Be interesting to see what they do, because when you put all that together, there's a lot of guys there.
Yeah.
And you hope if one of them can evolve and move up into a top
four, be great.
You have Hanley for another year. You hope to re-sign Shillington, obviously.
Don't think it'd be an issue. It would be stunning if it was at this point.
So then you go to July 1. It would probably be great to get a veteran-esque, a guy that can play.
Like the type of guy that Minnesota just re-upped for another couple of years in Bogosian, right? Someone like that's been around, that just gives you some steady 20 minutes. That might be a bit much for him, but someone
might
like
be,
that.
Yeah, maybe a little bit fewer miles on the chassis, but it might be hard because we know what it is. Do you want to come to Canada? Do you want to come to Canada? And it looks like probably a non-playoff team, or it's going to be maybe a lean year or two, perhaps. But you're going to play if you want minutes.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is 4 or 5 days into free agency, the veterans that are left that the contenders are like, nope. That's what you're shopping from. Yeah. No one's going to choose here over, say, a top four slot in Edmonton if you're coming to Canada, nor an American contender, nor a team in a tax-free state. You're just not winning right now. You have to be the only place offering top 4 minutes.
Yeah.
or pay a little more on a 1-year deal for a guy that's 35. Like, that's kind of where you're shopping. It's not, how do we convince him to come here? He has to be out of other options.
That's exactly right.
And there are guys like that every year. And there's some fine bets made on those types of guys every year.
Yeah. It's, I don't like when talking heads tell fans how to behave or what to think or any of that stuff. I just don't think that's, you're free. You think whatever you want.
Yeah.
But you know, what's happened is for a number of Flames fans, it's been like, tear this thing down, blow it up,
yeah,
trade these guys. You won't rebuild. You got to try and re-. So then you make the trades. I said, I don't like the trades now. I don't, you know, that trade was no good. This trade was no good or whatever. And then whatever you do get, you put them in. Well, now they suck. Well, now they're no good. Well, that's if you can't have everything.
You can't, I mean, if you want to want it, whatever, you can. You're just not being logical.
You can't say rebuild and trade guys away and make trades and then, but don't get worse, still be good or get better.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be some at least short-term pain. And I feel like that's probably what you're going to see here, whether that's just to the end of this year or how much of next year. But this had to be done when Gaudreau leaves for nothing. There's a massive hue and cries, how could you do this? Well, they didn't do this. They got some first, they got some picks. This is what it's going to take. And you just hope that with the young guys you already have, and you can spin those picks either into some existing players or some you draft well, then you hope it's a short-term thing. But this is what it looks like when you're at, they had I don't know, how many teams have had that many unrestricted free agents?
Not many.
Expiring in the same year.
And if you do, you're a really good team, and a lot of them hang around because they want to be there. This was a very unique spot. And your point, like, they still got to deal with Markstrom at some point or not deal with him. And that's going to probably determine whether we want to call this a retool or a rebuild.
Yeah. I see. It's been 20 years of pain, Boomer,
Yeah, but I mean, come on. You had a battle of Alberta in the second round less than 2 years ago. Let's not pretend this is Buffalo here. It's not.
This is a step in the direction of trying to rectify that.
Yes. This is getting out of the mucky middle.
If anything, it's recognition that what's been happening and what's been taking place year after year can't continue.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Rhett said it a bunch, and I think it's a really, really important point. A lot of people are just angry at Brad Treliving and saying, oh, this guy screwed the team. It's like, look, some things didn't work out. He made some bets that didn't pan out, but he gave that old core that isn't here anymore a really good chance to win. You had Gaudreau, Bennett, Monahan, Giordano, and a bunch of other good young players around them. Lindholm trade, Hanifin comes in, you have Rasmus Anderson, you go get Markstrom a goalie for that group. Like, that was the core. They're all gone. Like, you have Anderson and Markstrom left from that group. That's it. And I don't know how long Markstrom's going to be here. Anderson's got 2 years left, but that core's over. They gave that group a chance to win, and they probably went a little too futures heavy and tried to resurrect it when Gaudreau left. And maybe if Jonathan Huberdeau is a game breaker rather than a secondary player, this looks different, but he gave that core a chance. Now you have to go find a new core. Who are you building around? You love Pospisil. You like what you've seen from Zeri, but none of those guys are going to be all-star superstars. They're nice pieces. Who are the pillars you're building around with them? And that's why you have to get better to get worse.
Yeah. And you wonder, you probably weren't going to be keeping Gaudreau and Tkachuk. Maybe you were. I don't know. But something was going to have to shake loose there salary-wise. But what if you still have Matthew Tkachuk here on a long-term deal?
It's different.
What if Johnny is still here? And because it was the worst case. It's not just that you lost Johnny, but you took that money and you gave it to Huberdeau, and he's nowhere near that replacement. So that's a massive, massive drop. And if whatever blame or whatever it is, Johnny left, you tried your best to address it, and it didn't work. But if you still had Gaudreau and Tkachuk, so take Bennett out, Bennett was leaving, or whatever the case may be, you have a nucleus to build from. It's just right now that nucleus is really young.
We can go play the what-if game on who stayed and who. No, and maybe you traded Gio. Look, it's all happened. It's over. Yeah. What you're left with is a team with no core player. Well, I mean, no star players to build around. You've got really nice support pieces. The Backlund, Coleman, Kadri, Uyghur, Anderson, those are all really, really good secondary pieces. And that's, if you want to sell a retool, not rebuild, it's because of those guys. Good pros. but you don't have a number one center. You don't have a star forward. You don't have a number one defenseman that runs a power play well. You do have a number one goalie, but it might not be for long. Mm-hmm.
I think the other part too, and we can move on. We don't need to kind of revisionist to just keep going over this, but I think there was some thought that somewhere along the way, maybe not so much with Tanev, but maybe with him, that you would have gotten some, you would have gotten a guy that's going to come in. There's that young player. I referenced the Giroux trade. Owen Tippett comes in, and now Owen Tippett's a real, he wasn't at the time, but still it was one of the top two or three guys that you didn't get that. There's nowhere, like you said, the D-men look like they could be third pairing guys, hopefully NHLers, but it doesn't look like anybody's going to be a stud in there.
Yeah.
You didn't get anybody.
You didn't get Maverick Bourque. You didn't get Edstrom, the centerman that was Vegas's top prospect. You didn't. You just didn't get team's top prospects, and that's you're really only selling 20 games in a playoff run of two defensemen, so I get why teams wouldn't give that up. Traditionally, we haven't seen a ton of those. You got to remember, Tippett's stock was not high at the time of that deal. Philly fans were screaming, we got screwed. Of course he was.
Right.
But if he was on track to where he was drafted, no one's upset with that deal.
No, Everyone was upset with that deal. You had the top forward and the top defenseman, depending on who you talk to, in Lindholm and in Hanifin.
Yeah.
And you didn't get one of those guys in either of those deals.
Correct.
You got, I guess, Kuzmenko, I don't know, but there isn't that young shining star, that guy that's maybe still in junior or what have you.
You've added a nice amount of depth and prospects to your system. You haven't added a top prospect, and Brustevich might be that, but that's the closest you've got to it. And again, you took a lot of picks too. It wasn't like, hey, we're not taking picks, we just need prospects. It was a blend, and it wasn't just picks and prospects. It was also roster players. And I kind of view Mirmanov somewhere between prospect and roster player, because he is going to play a lot between now and the end of the year.
Yeah.
But he's hardly played the last 3 years and has dominated the A when he has played there. Like that, he's kind of part prospect, part player. It's a lot of different types of assets that Connie got back. And he's not done. You got to make a decision on Sharangovich and Kuzmenko before this time next year.
And I guess, and then we'll move on. I think Conroy did the best under the circumstances. I don't think that there were teams offering, and you hear all of this Monday morning quarterback stuff, and well, we were given a first, or this or that, and more stuff popping up. I don't know how much of that is gospel and how much of that is GMs after the fact saying, well, we would have paid. I can't. You traded Joe Thornton to Santa. Well, we would have paid lots for Joe. Then why didn't you? Why weren't you there when?
These were not surprise deals like Dion Phaneuf getting moved, right? Remember when Dion went, was like, what? And that there was reason for that. That happened quickly, and it was hush-hush. The guys they traded, everyone knew for the last 10 months they were going to get traded. Yeah. If any GM didn't get a guy and said, I would have paid that, bullshit. You should have just paid it and got him.
That, you know, that was opening statements for McLeod Law. That's what that was. Yeah. That was our in-depth look back at the weekend that was. 7-2 yesterday. Shane King, a partner in the litigation and dispute resolution group over at McLeod Law, specializing in areas like employee rights. Being laid off or terminated can be hard. Shane can review your situation, make sure you've been treated fairly and as the law requires, using a practical approach and plain language, not legal jargon.
That's don't want jargon.
I don't need any of that jargon.
Jargon.
Great lawyer, average bowler. From what I saw, it was...
He is the father of triplets, so I don't know how much time he's had on the league.
You don't think he's out there Freddie Flintstoning at the bowling alley?
If you have a case that's difficult, just understand it's not as hard as raising triplets.
James. There's nothing he hasn't seen. Nothing he can't handle. Yeah, that's right. That's true. McLeod Law, whatever the situation, if something arises in your life where you need some legal help and legal assistance, there's no one better than McLeod Law. McLeod-law.com. Now, apparently, this says St. Patty's Day is coming up this weekend.
Buddy. Careful.
That's Sunday.
We've got some partners that are having some events around St. Patrick's Day. It's a big weekend. Some people like the green beer, some don't. And the Roughnecks have their huge atmosphere game, let's call it that.
Yeah, I feel like there's if it's something you do want to partake in, then you're not going to struggle to find someone. Our buddies out in Strathmore at Origin, they're getting it ready. They got the tap room. They got the Origin kitchen. They got the food flying in there. they have got some plans coming up. It'll be so they got live entertainment. I don't know if it'll be does it have to be an Oompah band? Every band you need to.
That feels like Oompah band would be
more like Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, kind of yeah, the German vibes. But this, if you're going like a Celtic band all or right, something
yeah.
Irish,
yeah, yeah. That's how that goes.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Green Beer live entertainment will be going at 2:00. They got the food specials. That is, of course, out in Strathmore. There you see it. Green Beer all day. Green Tux.
I don't know that I'm going to stick with that color if I'm the guys at Origin for one day a year. Sure.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
That's not appealing as much as the usual.
That looks like a breakfast that healthy people have.
That looks like
right? That looks like some meal replacement.
Get your greens in you.
But I bet you it's delicious, though.
Yeah, but yummy.
Again, out in Strathmore at our buddies. And they want you to book a table.
Do it. Get in there.
They want everybody there, but it's a tap room. And when it's tight in there, it's a great atmosphere. Let's go. But they can't just keep letting people come on in. If you book your table, reserve your spot for you and however many.
I don't want you standing at the door waiting. That's going to be no fun.
Email taproommanager at originbrewing.ca.
Boom.
Get yourself in there. 60 Spruce Park Drive in Strathmore. Now, was he flying to New York?
So I think he ended up buying, instead of a three-legged journey where he'd go Buffalo, Calgary, Saskatoon, Buffalo, it was Buffalo to New York to Calgary, Saskatoon, back to Calgary, back to New York, back to Buffalo. It's a lot of flights.
Yeah, he really didn't want to drive to Saskatoon.
No, he didn't.
And I feel like by the just knowing where he lives, by the time you leave your house and drive straight east, or at least east in an eastern direction, instead of to the airport and then parking and then getting in and then waiting and then
it's
flying,
really not
and then,
that different.
I don't know that you're saving a lot of time.
Like I think you could, if you know what you're doing and the conditions are okay, 5.5 to 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
Like you got to limit your piss breaks. You don't stop at the Origin tap room. You got
to. That's right.
I want it, but I can't. I got to get there for this Jersey ceremony.
Yeah, we don't condone that. That's not what you do when you go to Origin. It is not just for pee breaks. It's sit down and have a good time.
Yeah, I was thinking. So don't stop and have a good time there.
Don't stop.
Beeline it. Like how early are you getting there for a flight these days anyway? What are the odds it's pushed back 1/2 hour to 1 hour? Like you're really not that different by the time you've, especially if you're going to get a rental car once you get to Toontown. Like really, what are we talking about?
Who knew? Yeah. Who knew? We'll do the Pinder report.
Oh, really?
Is it now? If you were going to go percentage dumb stuff to hockey content.
Yeah. It's 50-50.
Is it? Oh, it's a Monday. Yeah, it's a Monday.
Jack was like, hey, it's Friday. You can ease up on the crocodiles and kangaroos.
I read this thing this morning, which on one hand is terrifying, but on the other is it's heartening. There is a guy in Florida attacked by a crocodile.
Not good.
But they say the chances of being attacked by a crocodile is like 1 in 2 million.
Right.
It's very low.
Right.
And even beyond that, the chances of dying.
Yeah.
Even still don't want to test those odds.
I don't either. And we do have a lot of videos. They tend to give you a good chomp and then they screw off.
They don't want
anything to do. They don't finish it. You're like, you're too big for me to swallow. I'm just going to tell you to get out of my house.
Yeah. There is something about that. It only takes one asshole alligator though, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, you know what? I've lulled everybody
Big into Al.
Thinking that I'm not going to attack with 2 million. Hey, 1 in 2 million. Who's going to hang? I'm the asshole alligator out there.
It's Big Al of the Australia Zoo. But how many visitors think pass through these gates here? 2 million, hey? I'm picking my favorites.
Perfect. I like my odds. Yes. I like my odds. Well, I can't wait.
Good.
Village Honda, located in the Northwest Auto Mall and online at villagehonda.com. New in-stock inventory on the ground. Start your automotive adventures at Village Honda. The Honda Civic continues to lead the way in value, reliability, and performance. The 2024 Civic received a 10 out of 10 in Car and Driver's comprehensive vehicle testing. The Civic Type R and the Civic Si ranked number one and number two, respectively, in the sport compact category. Check it out at Village Honda. And villagehonda.com, they present the Pinder Report.
Well, I felt bad. We had Pike and Cammy in watching both those games on the weekend, and they weren't, they were matinees in the middle of the day. And
Florida game was ugly. This was worse. Calgary gets shot down in flames by the Carolina Hurricanes 7-2. The Flames don't register a shot for almost 17 minutes in the first period, while Carolina kind of piled it on with odd man rush after odd man rush.
The Carolina Hurricanes are they are the kind of hockey team the Calgary Flames would like to be when they grow up. And unfortunately, the Flames are beginning the process of hopefully building a Carolina-esque hockey club.
And the thing that really disappointed me was, without Paul Spisil, you didn't have anyone trying to stir anything up. After, I feel like they got the quick one 17 seconds into the second period, that's where the Flames kind of resigned themselves to their fate.
Yeah, I think the term resigned is the word to use. It was very much like, all right, when's the plane? They're going to have a tough week ahead. They're going to need to figure out ways to have things that you can look back on in April or May or even training camp next year and say, okay, that's the template for how we need to play.
Oof. That's some good stuff there.
For both of them. When they grow up.
They're the team they want to be when they grow up.
I'm like Pike.
And now, I guess a tip of the cap to Braden Pahal, who did try and stir.
I was going to say, Cammy said no one stepped up. I mean, Pahal maybe wanted it to go that way. It sure didn't go that way.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Pahal really.
He got a 5 for fighting, but that felt unfair to him.
Yeah, he did not fight.
He got 5 for receiving.
Yeah, he was in I guess he was kind of in a fight.
Yeah.
But wasn't really fighting.
And did you see what the Hurricanes did today?
No,
they extended Brendan Lemieux one more year. $775. Like, if you do that once a year, that's worth it, bud.
I did see that, but I didn't know if that was before or because of the scrap.
It might be unrelated, but like, yeah, that's it's nice when you got a guy making league minimum that can come in and wreak havoc on a theoretical top four defender.
That's the other thing too, right? With Pospisil, because we know this with his concussion history, he's happy to stir shit up.
Yeah.
You don't really want them fighting.
No, they need a goon if they're going to be bad for a bit here, I think.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, I know he's past his best before date, but if you had a Ryan Reeves type for just the last 2 years of his deal, which is next year and the year after, you're going to have cap space, but it just, if you're going to suck, it helps when you have a sheriff in a weird way.
Yeah. It's just off the top of my head. I don't know what you'd have to pay him. I know that he was close to coming here one time.
He's got 2 years left on his deal that Toronto signed. So it would be doing a favor for the Leafs. Yeah. Take him off your hands. We'll give you something with Reeves.
Right.
So get an asset and get a tough guy.
You do that or you just go find somebody at league minimum who can.
The thing is, they kind of don't go for that anymore. Like Nick Delorier is making some decent dough, and that's exactly the guy you're looking for. Like, and he's getting multi years. You look at Garnet Hathaway's deal; he's a little more than that, but you'd love to have a guy like that.
Can Rooney fight? Because
they re-signed him, but he can't fight.
Because he re-signed.
He's not a fighter that I've seen, at least. He's hiding it well if he is. Yeah, like Delorier got 1.75 for 3 years. Like you're locked up. That's a 33-year-old fighter getting a 3-year deal. Like they do still get paid, and that's fine. You got cap space. But it's, to your point, Pospisil's going to stir some shit up. He doesn't want to be scrapping, and I don't think you want him scrapping if you know his concussion history. Pahal and Gilbert have some bite to them, but they're not heavies.
Matt Rempe out of the New York Rangers.
I feel like they're going to hang out with him for a bit.
You know?
They might hold him for a while.
You'd find. But I agree with you. I'm kind of surprised to hear you take that notion because we lobbied for years to get some skill in that on a fourth line. But.
No, I just think at certain times of your life cycle, it makes sense. Like if the team that played the Oilers in round 2 didn't need a heavyweight.
No.
This team might because it's if you're going to lose, at least make it miserable for the other team and don't get pushed around. And like, oh, shoot, our tough guy cost us 2 games this year with some dumb turnovers. Don't care.
Yeah.
You're already looking for high picks.
We'll talk to Connie about it.
You're good. Afterburner. Yeah, okay, there we are. We got sidetracked. Here's the wild card. They're still kind of in it, but boy, their Nashville Predators just refuse. It took someone pulling a goalie in overtime for them to suffer another non-regulation loss. What are they, 10-0-2 in their last 12? 9-0-2 in the last 11? It's tidy. For the Predators, who have now got wild card 1. Oh, Vegas went around. That's awesome. Well, third goes to a second. Vegas today, second wild card. They would have to go to a Vancouver / Dallas, Colorado, Winnipeg type place for round 1.
Vancouver. You might want Vancouver.
I'd like to see Vegas get into somewhere closer to home ice, but we'll see. We'll see. Inverse standings are a little friendlier for the Calgary Flames. after losing three of four. Now, 21st is not top 10. We know that. There's 32 teams. So the Devils currently hold the 10th pick. If the draft are going to go tonight, and we assume the lottery changed nothing, the inspiring news for the Calgary Flames, if you look just 3 points below them, all of a sudden, you're looking at a top 8 or 9 pick. That's not bad. Top 10 this year would be good, Dean.
Not many of those teams would instill much confidence that they're going to do their part to catch you.
I could see Buffalo catching fire with the Byram has looked really good, and they're young and too talented to be this bad.
Pittsburgh's
fire. Tough. Jersey just got goalies, so theoretically they'll get more goaltending. I think the Blues have more NHL defensemen than the Flames.
Yeah.
Did they not move Buchnevich? Did he not go? I guess he's got a year left. So Parayko was rumored to move. He didn't move. And yeah, I think everyone, Montreal and down, are not going to be caught.
Montreal Saturday, big game all of a sudden.
Yeah, inverse standings.
Right? Huge game.
Huge. Get your tickets. Some available. Huge. Very few. Huge. Schedule looks like this. It's March. Yeah, the road trip, 2 out of 6 points. I don't know that rationally you would have expected more than 2.
No, probably.
It's just that they got 2 in the first game that it feels disappointing.
And it's, again,
and the nature of the losses.
It's the nature of the loss.
Yeah, the last two games getting outscored 12-3.
There's no shame in going to Carolina at the end of a road trip and losing. Yeah. But the no shots on net for 17 minutes, down 2-0, just getting rope-a-doped. Yeah.
4 in a row at home here. Take a peek. Tuesday, Colorado. Mm. Thursday, Vegas. Both those teams beefed up ahead of the deadline. Montreal's always a fun atmosphere as it's a once-a-year stop. The Blue Blanc A Rouge will be in the dome.
Savory.
And Monday, Ovi. How many more trips to Calgary? A few, but the only one this year. That's a week tonight. They'll play... not much after that. 4 days off. So buckle up for next week's shows. Yeah.
Want to go fishing?
Is the ice too thin, or is it now real fishing in streams and stuff?
We'll go somewhere where there's fishing.
Things to talk about. Okay.
Hunting?
Oof. Feels like a lot of guns. I need some training. Do I? Can't be that hard. Let's go to Philly. And Tampa, in Tampa. Now, a lot to unpack here. So first off, we love this guy. When he was not in the league, we missed him. And when he's there, it's 1,000 times better. Secondly, never seen this before. Genius. And thirdly, don't sleep on Corey Sarich's dance moves. There's a
Corey Sarich sighting in here. See if you can.
He likes, was it Naughty by Nature? No, it's House of Pain.
Yeah, it's on
House of Pain.
The left side of your screen.
There's lot here. We might have to watch it a few times. Take it away, Jack.
Mentioned the motion to Tortorella. Hey, you, go. He's going, no. I'm not leaving. Well, you're not going to win now.
Tossed. Yeah, and he's not.
For those that aren't watching, but he's got no intention.
This is unbelievable. McCauley is saying, you got to go.
I'm not.
This is unbelievable. You
play F off. I'm not leaving. He's been tossed
700 wins, and he says, you're going to have to carry me. Now they crank it up in
Tampa where they're honoring the 0-4 team. Look at the back left of the suite behind Andrew Chuck's big melon.
Sarge in one.
I think they have a few pops.
Oh, and they're loving it. Their old coach is getting yarded.
This is our boy.
In 0-4, he wouldn't have been tossed out of the
game. You go. So he's still coaching.
No, I'm not leaving.
Sean,
I'm not going.
I'm not going. So then the linesman come over.
Hey.
It was crazy.
You tell him to come over here, and I want to talk to him.
And then the other thing, look at the guys on the bench just burying their heads, trying not to smile. Yeah. And look on the far right, he sneaks a little peek here. He's like, ooh.
Now, what's happened to John's hand there? Because that's the other thing that's kind of lost in the shuffle.
I know. He's got the thumb cast.
He's got some
carpal tunnel or something. What's he got going on there?
You know who he looks like? He looks like Solo Sikoa, Ryan.
Oh.
With the bloodline. Looks like he's going to give the Samoan spike.
Do you want to fill me in a little more on the bloodline?
And it's Philadelphia.
Okay.
Which is where WrestleMania is going to be.
May.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Jey Uso, The Rock, they're all in the bloodline. They're all family.
Okay.
And one of them, Jey and Jimmy Uso, their brother, is Solo Sikoa. And he tapes up his thumb like that.
Solo Sikoa.
So he'll come and give you the...
Oh, geez.
The Samoan spike right in your throat.
Ah!
Yeah.
That doesn't feel good, I bet.
Yeah. So maybe it's an homage
So what do we love the most? The weird cast on Torts.
I do like the Sarchi dancing.
Sarchi dancing is a good find in there.
And notice no one else is dancing.
No. And they're goofing around and someone's like, hey, look, Torts is getting tossed.
Yeah,
so and then the music comes on and they're like, this is the best. What a time to be alive. It's the 04 Cup. We're having beers together. And Torts, our old coach, is here.
Because you got Dave Andrechuk there. You got Freddie Modine.
Yeah.
You got Sarge on the left. I was trying to figure out who the other guy is. One guy's really not dressed up. Everyone's dressed very nicely.
He did the Rhett Warner thing where he just has the jeans and a jacket.
Yeah. Must be from Davidson, Saskatchewan or something. I'm not sure what it is. Or Frontier, I keep fucking that.
Yeah, you do it all the time.
And what did Torts get for his
Two games and $50,000. So if you're Jacob Trouba, you can swing a stick at a guy's helmet and get a $5,000 fine. But if you're Torts and you waste a minute of the ref's time,
$50,000,
two games. Ouch.
Yeah, so the NHL had to send a press release out about that. And then the Flyers, the owner or whoever.
I'll pay the fine.
Pay whatever it is. Don't care.
Isn't that nice of him to pay that parking ticket, that billionaire?
I like it.
So nice of him.
I like it.
Philly's in a bit of trouble here. I don't know if you're seeing it. The Islanders are on a heater. We'll get to them in a moment. But the Isles, games in hand, within striking distance, wake up in a playoff spot today.
Six in a row.
And their easiest ticket in might not be a wild card. It might be reeling in Philly, and the Metro is the number three. So keep an eye on Patty Roy's Isles. They got a big win yesterday in Anaheim. They're back in action tonight in LA.
Since Patty Watt took over the Islanders,
They
have the fifth best record in the East.
Come on.
The fifth best goal differential
and
the fifth best goals per game. I looked this morning. The Brock Lobster's on some kind of a heater. It's a 10-game point streak or something. He's out of his mind.
Good for him. Love it. Another team that's trying to get rid of a meh first half of the year and get in, the Minnesota Wild. They did something we've not seen, at least not for many, many moons. Now, it's 3-on-3 in overtime. We know that. If you pull your goalie, it's 4-on-3. And, of course, 4-on-3, you got a great chance of scoring. But there is a stipulation in the league rules. If you pull your goalie, not with a delayed penalty on the way, if you just pull it for an extra attacker, you do not receive your loser point if you don't win. So you can get to overtime and have 0 points. So to make the decision to pull your goalie, bold.
It's very bold.
I don't know if John Hines knew that, but he did it. Let's watch.
Flurry to the pitch.
How about this move here?
Wow.
I mean,
they need every point banger.
Yeah, they do.
Empty net for Minnesota in a 3-3 game in overtime. Kaprizov extending the shift. How about this move from John Hines to get four attackers out there? Four forwards in all. Zuccarello from the circle. Boldy scores!
Ballsy.
It's I know you will know this, and probably everybody knows this, but that, of course, is rule 84.2.
Yes, of course.
Overtime dash regular season dash extra attacker. A team shall be allowed to pull its goalkeeper in favor of an additional skater in the overtime period. However, should that team lose the game during the time in which the goalkeeper has been removed, it would forfeit the automatic point gained in the tie at the end of regulation play, except if the goaltender has been removed at the call of a delayed penalty against the other team.
It's a lot there. Basically, put his nuts on the table and got the 2 points instead of one.
According to NHL stats, the Minnesota Wild scored the overtime winner with the extra attacker. It's not due to a delayed penalty. The last team to score a goal in that scenario was the LA Kings, October 28th, 2017, against Boston.
2017.
So pretty rare, Ryan, is what we're getting at.
Indeed. Rare. Indeed. And the Wild kind of feel like a team I'm not ready to write off yet. The standings don't look good on them, but they've got some weapons there. Like, Boldy's been great. They're finally a little healthier.
They went on that Kaprizov, run.
Yeah, the 600.
After the Evason firing.
Yeah.
But then kind of, because I'm with you. I just thought they would have found a way to get back into the conversation. I guess they are, kind of, but there's still a ways to go here.
The good news, behind the Flames. There's behind.
So is it worth the gamble there?
I mean, here's the thing. It worked, so everyone's loving the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine losing that loser point if they don't win.
Yeah.
Like, you'd get torched, right? Like, oh, an empty net for Nashville. That's a divisional rival. That's the team in the wild card you're trying to catch. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those hindsight, everyone decides whether it was good or not.
Huge balls.
Like, oh, you didn't run Marshawn Lynch at the one. You're an idiot. Where it's like, oh, man, everyone thought it was Marshawn with a run. What great play calling. He was wide open. Everyone thought it was, like, we all just hindsight 2020 these things. It's ballsy. I don't know that I'd recommend doing that very often.
I'm glad it paid off because it might get more people to do it. And I know it does give a little bit of fuel to the let's do something with the point.
Yeah.
Allocation here.
Point
allocation
is garbage.
Let's give
some games are three, some were two. What are we doing?
If you can win it in regulation, give them
three.
Maybe there's more incentive to try and win in regulation.
Here's my takeaway. Ryan Huska, you are out of the playoff picture. You need to get going. Anytime you get into overtime, I recommend pulling your goalie.
Just or whenever. Second period.
Interestingly, in that game, Nashville pulled their goalie and scored with 2 minutes left. So that was two goals. Yeah. One for each team with a goalie pulled. Don't see that.
And actually, I have it on good authority that yesterday Dan Vladar was lobbying for him to be pulled. He was like, please get me out, please.
See, that's weird because I had heard that Jacob Markstrom didn't want him pulled.
Yeah, Markstrom didn't want to go in. But Vladar was really saying that this would be an opportunity to go with six skaters.
So Huska's he's a big democracy guy. He went in at 4. He said, fellas, do we need a goalie switch? And Vladar said yes. And Markstrom said no. He's like, sorry. Like, we can't. Yeah. We need quorum.
Yeah. Markstrom was chugging beers. I don't know if I can make
it. I'm good, coach.
I mean, I guess if you need me.
The Arizona Coyotes are jerks and have been for a while. They still owe the city of Glendale a couple million bucks. Like, they haven't played there in years. Interestingly, Dylan Gunther, the top 10 pick that went to them in the Oliver Ekman-Larsson trade, and Jack McBain had their water turned off this week. They didn't pay their utility bill. People noting, good to see them really buying into the team culture.
Yeah, it's when you have that kind of...
the buy-in.
Yeah.
The commitment.
Now, on one hand, these young boys, I think, just stupid.
Yes, yeah.
The NHL owners.
Jerks.
Perhaps somewhat stupid, but I don't know that it would have been...
They found a way to get $1 billion, so they can't be that stupid. I think they're just jerks. I don't like you. I'm not going to pay you. I'll see you in court.
Yeah, I don't know. Or very forgetful.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. News on Gabriel Landeskog. Frank Baum of sorts yesterday. No earlier than May. So a little deductive logic here. They're going to have to play without Landeskog for at least the opening round, which, oh, no worries. It's the Avs. Well, hang on. You've got Winnipeg, Dallas, and Colorado 1-2-3 in the Central. No pushovers there. Two of those teams will have to play each other in the 2-3 matchup. That Central division is an absolute gauntlet right now.
Yeah, but this is almost, I was going to say house money, but it isn't even that.
No, I agree.
It's a bonus if he comes back at all.
At all. Agreed. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's just confirmation that he's not going to be pulling a, I'm healthy on April 19th now that the season's over.
But it's also
not that. We knew it wasn't that.
But it's also confirmation that he is fully hoping to get back.
Yeah, which we wondered about.
There was some, well, maybe we hear he's skating. Is he going to try? And then there's some leaked video from some rink barn cam of him taking shots or whatever. Yeah. He's working to come back.
I believe a cartilage replacement, which is incredibly rare. Reddit noted that means you literally can't use the joint for months. Like, oof, tough recovery, but don't bet against Landy.
Imagine trying to go months without a joint.
Jack, how is that? Is that going okay? All right. Islanders have a prospect with some hands. Let's just leave it at that. We go to Bridgeport, their AHL affiliate. Watch this absolute filth.
Hakov is 1-for-1 in the season. He's a wizard with the puck.
Yep.
A chance to win it here in the bottom of the third. Ruslan is Hakov. Oh, my goodness. What a goal. What a win. Ruslan is Hakov. A magician with the puck. Cheeky, the Wolfpack fall tonight on a beautiful shootout winner by Ruslan Ishakov.
Put him with Barzal tomorrow. Let's go.
Players could just all do that now, right?
That's an especially smooth tweener, but yes.
Remember when Tkachuk started his, holy cow, we've never seen the likes of this.
I love that when he started doing it, he's like, this guy's showing up the game. You're like, no, this is tactically sound. His leg is blocking you from getting to his stick, and he can roof it from the, this is a good play.
Yeah.
Finally scheduled tonight. What are we looking at? How many non-Flames games?
Four of them. Yeah.
Four non-Flames games. That I believe a rematch of the 2018 Stanley Cup final. That was the Bennington got hot last place in January.
Sure.
4th, Ryan. Go to win the cup. They beat the Bees. And, last year, one of the most entertaining first round matchups was Devils at Rangers. Devils fell back 2-0 in that series, storm back to win. They've got two new goalies. They're done with the Schmid Vanacek Dawes experiment. It's Jake Allen and Kaapo Kakkonen.
Watch your mouth.
So we'll see if they get saves tonight. Busy week for the Rangers. It's the first of five games they'll play between now and Sunday. Oy.
You said cack.
And then the other two games are gone because Jack pulled it off the screen. That's fine. We might get to some later in the
Jack. He's got no time DoorDash. For Washington and Winnipeg. He doesn't care that it's Toffoli's debut. He just can't. He couldn't be bothered to tell you.
You know why? Because guess what we're talking about next? Our only non-hockey item. Russell Wilson is a Steeler.
Now, just for the record,
heavy cheese here.
You notice there was a plaque from the Steeler fan.
Oh, he's Jack. And Russell, I mean, how many years has he been in Pittsburgh? Look at how emotional this is for him. Oh, he's never played there?
Right.
Swing it, Jack. That's okay.
I wish I had my terrible tower right now.
I do love the blind fandom.
It's and it's every day. Like, yeah. It doesn't stop in the offseason. It's Antonio Brown's coming back. Yesterday it was Le'Veon Bell's coming back. Yeah. And this morning he's just like, how hard was he dragging Russell Wilson like 3 months ago?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, like a kilometer behind a horse. That's how he's dragging him. And now it's like.
So Tomlin?
Tomlin?
Great. Like,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, great. Tom. Arthur Smith.
Not great.
Eh,
oh, buddy.
He's a good OC.
He's a good OC, Ryan. What else we got?
Why is he not great, Ryan?
Did you see Atlanta wasting their two best offensive weapons almost all of last coach. Season?
He wasn't the OC.
Oh, so he let someone else ruin his best two offensive options.
All right, Ryan, he's absolutely right. What about Russell Wilson, George Pickens?
That's quite the duo.
How's the run game shaping up?
Najee coming back.
Yeah.
Jalen Warren.
Yeah.
Ryan, why do you hate the Steelers? You'd rather root for Deshaun Watson.
Ryan, why do you hate the Steelers? It's a good point.
Don't hate the Steelers. I'm excited for their 8-9 season with Russell Wilson at the helm.
So they got better and they're going to be worse.
Where do they rank in the division? They finished fourth in the division, if I'm correct.
No, they didn't.
No, so third.
Yes.
So, okay, Cincinnati gets a healthy Joe Burrow. Better or worse than the Steelers?
Steelers are better.
Cleveland Browns better than them this year. Better or worse next year?
The Browns are always bad.
Okay, they weren't this year, I just said, but okay. They waited the playoffs, right? With Joe Flacco, they're back up.
Deshaun Watson coming back.
Okay. And then the other team in the division would be the Baltimore Ravens.
Who, yes.
Are they better than them?
The Ravens always choke.
So are they better or worse than the Steelers?
The Steelers are the 2-3. The Browns at the bottom. The Bengals, Steelers, Ravens are one.
It's so great.
It's unbelievable. Last year, it was plus 500 for the Steelers to win the division. And Jack's like, I just can't see how this isn't free money. I can't. I like. And it took an injury to Joe Burrow for them not to finish last in the division.
Here's the thing. They went 10-7, and they had Mitch Trubisky starting, Kenny Shitty Pickett, and Mason Rudolph. They should have won the division. They had that stretch of games, Patriots, Cardinals, Colts, and they lost all three of them.
I love it. Hey, Jack, has Mike Tomlin ever had a losing record?
No, he has not.
No, he has not.
So 9-8, not 8-9. My bad. Let's move on. We got some video of Jack on his scooter on the
weekend. Oh, really?
He's out at the skate park. He's got a little bit of street cred because, you know, scooters are kind of wimpy, but check out these moves.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, scrambled.
He kind of, you know, when you're...
Is he trying to do that?
He turns his head just before because he's like, I got the foot, now I'm going to look. It's like when you turn your head too quick when you're receiving a pass and you miss it. Like, he's already on to the next thing. Just turns his head too soon.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing there.
It's too bad. Did you go rafting this week? No, you didn't. Okay, never mind. That was...
gassed the rafting.
I did. Right? I think I gassed the rafting, didn't I? Yeah. Dean was all it's over gone. Me. Says embarrassing.
I did not go rafting. Maybe I'll go rafting.
You were
today.
Embarrassed. I can't show it. That's fine. Yeah. Maybe next week we'll show you a family right. rafting trip. In Russia, they were jacked about the Flames trade deadline. Just more Russians in. Rah, Rasputin. Commie loving it. So here, this is them celebrating in Moscow when just another Russian defenseman ended up with the Flames. They're drinking. They're having a lot. Big pillar. He's going to jump on the table. Yeah, somebody's jacket just got spilt on. That's anyway.
That is not a Buffalo Mafia table for sure.
That's not an easy folder there. That's more of a...
What is the goal? Because that is probably a failure. For that to have been a success, what would have taken place?
I think what the goal is to drink enough vodka you wake up the next day without even knowing that happened.
It's a great table.
You like that table?
It's so good.
Sturdy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had some pics of Rhett in the gym from the weekend. He's starting to do these workout videos.
Very fit. You
know, former athlete. He's very proud.
Yeah.
I didn't realize his gym was so there. This must be his Calgary house. Look at all the plates on there.
He's got a lot on there.
But...
You need a spotter, bud.
Well, you know what you need is some pump-up music. You got some slow R&B here. Uh-oh. How are you going to lift this, Rhett? So now he's like, Rhett's like, I'm in trouble. I've got the right side hooked on, but the left is not.
I just need to get...
Oh, boy. Yeah, this video.
He needs Lou Ferrigno there to come and give him the hand.
Maybe this will go viral, but not for the reasons that Rhett wanted to here.
Is this going to get worse?
I mean, it's not getting better, is it? Oh, dear.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's... Rhett! Oh, you're not going to kick it off because they're... Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the bench is out of the way. Like, save your neck here, buddy. Oh, Rhett. I like his new hairdo, though.
Oof. Fitness.
Don't do it.
Can only be bad. It can only bring bad things.
What about backflips? How do you feel about them?
Oh, love backflips.
Because this is me on the weekend. I'm working on this new party trick.
Yeah.
You have a beer and you try to catch it after doing a backflip.
It is you.
Damn it. So close. Like, if I just caught that, everyone would love me. God.
I'm actually happy with how that went.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have been pissed off if you'd have caught it and start drinking it.
No. Yeah, that's true. Let's go to construction site.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
It looked like it was sturdy, and then that 2x4 came out of the wall.
It was the first, yeah. It was the one. It was the brace.
I know. It's too bad. Did you have any international cuisine on the weekend?
I had a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Because this video got sent in by your wife. Dean, have a look there. So that looks like a hot pepper of sorts. And what is that there? Is that sushi?
I'm not taking part in this. This is the stuff that gets me.
What are you talking about? Like you have two bangers at Costco, and
I was talking to a guy. This guy's just wanted, hey, you know, like the show, this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about something, and he brought up the Pinder report or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said the one. He said, "Oh, the one with when the woman was." And even now, when I talk about it, like
which one?
Where she's eating the bowl of friggin' raw eggs. I started gagging as I was talking.
Yeah. Well, she slurped it up right at the end.
That's a rough one for me.
I have one that I can't even put on the show because I think Jack would honk, I might honk, and you would honk.
My eyes are watering just thinking about
it. Okay, let's move on. Let's get to the wildlife portion of the report.
Why are we doing this?
This is in Arizona, Dean. Now, you love going down to the Arizona area.
We do.
Now, we got two buddies. They're on some hiking trip. And look what they run into here. We talk about how scary a cougar is. Look at the hops on it. It's like a house cat that's 250 pounds. Look at this. Oh, that first jump. Look at this. Are you kidding me? Oh, I think the dude's got a weapon in his hand. It's like, what are you gonna do? This thing's thrashing you before you can pull the trigger on that.
So again, hiking, bad.
Again, leaving your house dangerous.
Bad.
Not recommended. To Australia we go. Golf.
It's a stampede.
Look at all of them.
Stampede.
Because what's great is now people like you, I'm sure, they send me all these kangaroo facts. And
I don't stand on my golf ball.
Welcome.
Yeah. There's so many of them because there's no natural predator to kill them off.
There's no apex predator there. There isn't like bears that eat these things.
Yeah.
We need to introduce some bears over there.
So do something.
Well, that's why Aussie Brad's making Roo Burgers. He's throwing it on that grill he's got.
I don't know if you want to eat them.
Well, better than them swiping at you with those claws.
What?
Boxing them.
What about the hide? Can you use the hide for anything? Or the pouches? Can you make anything?
UGG boots out of them? Is that what UGG boots are made of?
Maybe.
Pouches. I bet you that'd be cozy.
We'd eat an Aussie Brad. Figure it out.
Aussie Brad, please. What are we doing with all these Roos?
We need a trade deadline.
Recap.
Just thoughts. And we need to figure out what are we doing with these kangaroos.
Timestamp this, Jack, because we're going to need to send this clip to Aussie Brad to react to. Yeah. Sorry about this, but we're still in Oz, and there's some things in Australia you don't like. What would be your hierarchy of top three things you don't like?
Nope, just play it.
We'll start with the snake.
About these snakes, they don't want to bite you. They don't want to kill you. They want to mind their own business. They want to thrive and survive.
Dude,
and they want to
just...
eat.
They don't want to be bothered.
Breed and be left alone. These snakes want nothing to do with us. Look at it.
Suck the venom out. It is something beautiful about him saying that they don't want to attack humans. They just want to be left alone. As he's pulling on its tail and it then goes, psst. Have some venom, sir. And Dean, this looks like a spider, but don't be fooled. It is not a spider. That is my guarantee to you.
See the spider somewhere in your house, then never make the mistake of killing it. Actually, the name of this spider is wolf spider, which always keeps its children on its back to protect them. As soon as someone tries to kill it, its children spread all over the house, which are very difficult to find. Then they gradually grow up and increase their population and turn your house into a spider house.
Just burn it down. Indeed.
So if you see the wolf spider, it's not a spider. It's like thousands of spiders. Don't whack it.
Right. So it's
just leave it be.
So that's a good thing that it's not a spider. It's thousands of spiders. Hideous.
Spider house. Was the end of that again?
It'll turn your house into a spider house.
Its children spread all over the house, which are very difficult to find. Then they gradually grow up and increase their population and turn your house into a spider house.
Oh, okay. A spider house.
Do not set the spider house on fire, or they will turn into super wolf spiders the size of a house.
I'm not sure I like where the Pinder report goes now. I feel like it's...
I've got a nice note. Village Honda fans and Village Honda clients, watch your inboxes. Special event coming up. And anyone that's spending time around Village Honda being treated well by the staff there will know Anthony, who is running the show over there. This was the Calgary Flames in the playoffs less than 2 years ago. Look at all these names. You got a Yarncroak. You got a Gudbranson. You got a Stone. Who the hell's wearing 24? Is that a Richie?
That's Gudbranson on the left. That's 44.
No, on the right, there's a 24. Either way.
Yeah, Brett Richie.
There is 65. Holy. Not many of these cats are still around. There's Dan Vladar. He's still here. That might be the only guy who you can identify is still on this team.
goodness. That's Anthony behind the glass.
There's Anthony, Big Tony. Yeah. I saw that on TikTok. You can see.
I like it.
I was like, wow, that's there you had a boy, Big Tony.
That's the Anthony I know.
That's a while ago, that but it isn't that long ago. Isn't it weird how quickly this team's changed? So tell Anthony you've been thinking about the good old days with the Flames, and speed up that rebuild so we can see him back at the Dome doing that again.
And if you think he's excited there, you should get him going on the new Accord.
Or F,
the new 2024 Honda Accord, yes, the redesign.
Yeah.
It's got the hybrid now, the EXL hybrid. Beautiful. Oh, he goes off. Mm-hmm. Goes crazy for it.
There it is, your Penn report on Monday.
Village Honda, huge selection of pre-owned, all makes, all models, all budgets, over 90 units on site, access to more than 500 more inside the dealership group. Make Village Honda your one-stop automotive destination in Calgary. They're worth the trip. Village Honda, located in the Northwest Auto Mall.
Or they will increase their population and turn your house to Spider House.
Into a Spider House. Is that what it's going to be? That's a thing, right?
A spider house.
A Spider House. Right. Good. Great. Love it.
Can't wait to get to Australia for our live shows.
Mm-hmm. Today is Monday. Mm. And I went looking today because what you do with the Monday, it's the start of a new week, which means it's another opportunity to do some winning with Wendy's. Win real food. Why wouldn't you? Your fantasy teams, you know, you get in there, but they
might not be the best.
Might not be the best. You start off today, and I was looking this morning. I'm a little torn. I haven't made my pick yet. For those of you that smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes that'll have you winning despite your lack of team-building skills. Download the Wendy's app. Score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order. Grab a sweet victory from the mouth-watering jaws of defeat along with some fresh, never-frozen beef. Sign up to play daily face-off to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich. They got the nugs, the six-piece nugs. They're
on. That's a good move.
Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Mm. Now, I'll go and take a look-see here this morning because I was
just...
Here we go. So what it is, again, go
top to right side of the page.
Dailyfaceoff.com. Top right of the page, you're going to see the Daily Faceoff Survivor. You click on it, and if you haven't already, you make your, sign up, you log in, get your account, and there are 10 options today. Pick one. If it hits, and all of them could hit.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, none of them may hit, but all of it's not like there's only just one of these.
Yeah.
And then you move on to tomorrow, pick it again. You stay alive. That's how the Survivor
get to the end of the week. Now, you're rolling in some points for your app, maybe some free food, certainly bragging rights.
Tyler Toffoli expected to make his Jets debut tonight. Tough over time. 0.5 goals. Will he score tonight? Nikolaj Ehlers over 0.5 points. Brad Marchand over 0.5 assists. Will Washington score a power play goal? Will the Kings beat the New York Islanders? Will Drew Doughty get a point? Will Chris Kreider get a goal? It's all of these. You pick it. If it hits, then you're alive for tomorrow. Get it right tomorrow. You're still alive. And that is how you do some winning with Wendy's. Yeah, the $3.49 six-piece nuggets.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Ehlers, and I am going to go Nugs. That's a good call. $3.49. Goodness.
Oh, man.
It's a win.
Get a Frosty in there. And I don't know. It's not everybody's move, I guess. I'm going to poutine those fries.
It's, you know what? It's an option I'd like at more places. I'm glad that Wendy does that. She made the decision.
Let's tell you this. As a gravy connoisseur,
yeah,
it's good gravy at Wendy's.
See, I thought you were a gravy consultant. Maybe I was off.
Well, whatever.
What's on your business card again? Connoisseur. Okay, my bad.
Wendy's. Get the Wendy's app and start working towards some free food.
Someone in the comments, are you guys taking questions? No, we're not.
Sorry.
No, not taking questions. No. Thank you.
However, if you can go into the Great Clips inbox, if you want to submit a question, greatclipsinbox@flamesnation.ca. We'll do that later on in the week.
Use the hashtag Great Clips inbox if you want. That's fine. But no, we're not taking questions. Thanks for the question.
More questions. Where's Rhett? We don't know.
Yeah. Somewhere between Calgary, Saskatoon, New York, Buffalo, and any airports that might be connecting flights between those cities.
Yeah. Is it odd that he always books flights during the show?
Well, he was excited when I chatted with him on weekend because he'd made a conscious effort to book his flights so that he could do the show.
Right.
But
it feels like a lot of his flights fall right in the same time that we do the...
Has he hoodwinked us, or is he just that?
Oh, it's... I mean, he's not new at this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Service Credit Union, the Service Big Share is back for the sixth year. It's your chance to win $1 million just by saving money. Anyone can enter by becoming a member and saving with Service. Listen to me now. You listen to me now?
Listen to me now.
Every $500 saved gives you five entries into the Service Big Share contest. Transfer your existing savings to Service for chances to win $1 million. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For rules, visit service.ca/win. Again, service.ca/win to find out the rules on that. All you need to do is just...
It's not costing anything.
Transfer your existing savings. For every $500, five entries to win the $1 million.
Rhett would have a lot of entries.
Well,
although he does pay for flights day of. That's tough.
I was going to say, and I don't know how much of it is savings.
He has a lot of spendings.
There's a lot of spendings. His spendings account is spendings? There's always something going on in the spendings account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I got all these receipts in the last 10 years. Here are all my credit card bills. Do I get credit for these points? Yeah. Do I get points for these?
No, I don't. I don't know. I was just going to say something too.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody had said, what kind of a reaction do you think Noah Hanifin will get when he comes back this week? I feel like it's been an interesting couple days where this, Hanifin has been, railroad? I've seen
a lot of different verbs.
How he and his agent
hijack railroad
held hostage.
Yeah.
The Calgary Flames in that there were deals that the Flames could have made, but
I hope he really wanted to go to Tampa and they said, you know what? Just for that, we're not fucking sending you to Tampa.
Yeah. Like I wonder, cause I feel like cause other than that, I think he's a pretty likable guy. Seems very nice. Looked like he and they were doing some kind of outdoor dinner theater thing or some kind of a on their social media, him and the new guy that got
Vegas,
the San Jose Shark dude. They're not I always default to Timo Meier. Who's the guy that got
Hurdle. Yeah, they also added
Tomas Hurdle. They were dressed nice, they were having wine,
vino,
yeah, and crumpets. Probably
does that go well with wine?
Strumpets and
trumpets.
It's like, oh, it seems like life is going okay. I just wonder, does he get the warm response? Because it's still very close.
I still keep coming back to it. I asked you and I asked Rhett, hey, this guy's been here a half decade. Please summarize what he's meant to the team. And everyone just did blank screen. And not like, oh, look at these guys. No, it's just like, yeah, he was around and he was certainly good, but he wasn't great, but he wasn't bad, but he didn't play number one power play, but he played a lot of minutes, but he wasn't the best. Like I'm sure he'll get a polite response of sorts and maybe a smattering of boos because his camp, it felt like we very clearly floated Tampa early, and that didn't help Craig Conroy. It didn't help the organization on the way out.
Why was so big good about Tampa?
He likes that moist air. So Connie was like, bleep you. I'm sending you to the most arid place in the league.
That's what I'd be saying.
Here's some sandstorms in your backyard, asshole.
I can't handle the humidity. Please do not send me to Florida. I can't.
Well, that's you. He's the opposite. He's so like, my skin, that just feels so great.
I'd be the only guy that'd be like, we've sent you to Arizona. Thank you. Oh my God. Thanks. I heard I was going to Florida. You were going to send me to Miami.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Thank you so much.
The major would have moved to me if you got to Florida.
Well, that's the thing. The major.
Does Jack know about the major?
I think he knows about the major.
Do you know major?
No, who's the major?
Well, the major for a lot of us, he'll be side by side with you. When you go to a warmer climate, specifically where there's a lot of humidity.
Yeah, it's got to be humid.
You will have Major Swass
at your side.
And you go out, you could shower, put on fresh clothing. You go outside 10, 15 minutes. Good day, Major. There he is.
Major Swass reporting for duty, sir.
You've got Major Swass.
I'll be at your side all day, sir. Major Swass reporting for duty.
You try living with Major Swass for day after day after day. Again, if you don't need to do anything, if it's a day off, you can just be in shorts and you're just lounging around, you're probably not going to see Major. He may not bother you.
You have to do anything that's work-related, like a normal work day?
God forbid, you got to put a suit on or something? Man.
Well, what was it? You did the draft in Florida once? You're like, never again. Never again.
I did it in Philly, and it was humid there.
Sure.
The major was there step by step in Philadelphia in June.
And that's way much further.
The following year was in Florida. Oh. I said, Steinberg, you're going next year. I am not
this doing. Asshole. The major follows me anytime I go to the draft.
I cannot hang out I'm with done. The major. It's too much.
So if we could get to the draft in Vegas this year, that's going to be better. Arid.
Better.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even Nashville, the major was around a little bit there.
It wasn't hot, hot. We had that major rainstorm, but the major could have been a lot worse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really yeah. could have been. Really could have been. We're going to Greta in now just like 10 days, 12 days.
Kind week of and a half. Last it one is, was a banger. It was great.
It was
they
a good
beat one. The Oilers. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah. They got Vancouver this time.
Yep. And another it's in Vancouver. Game. We're not going to take you from the dome. You're going to be watching it anyway. Come watch it with us. We'll hook you up with all kinds of goodies and free drinks and this and that. And if the game's an absolute blowout, you just go play Donkey Kong for a while.
The 23rd, Saturday night, 8 o'clock start. We are going to be there. It's kind of our, it's our spot. It's our spot. We go and we hang out. And there were a few people that showed up last time. And I think that's why it works. I think that Casey and the guys at Greta are pretty happy with it. It's like, yeah, we hear you talk about Greta, but we've never been down here. We're totally coming back here.
This place is crazy.
Well, yeah. They got like video game.
So yeah. So we've been telling you, fellas.
Yeah. And we've been just sitting here and drinking and eating all night. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wait, good food, good beverage.
Yeah.
Room full of people that love the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Us idiots.
Yeah.
Video games if it goes sideways.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the basement if you want to really get at it.
So tickets for our night at Greta on the 23rd, nationgear.ca. Right?
That's correct. Nationgear.ca. Go click on events and it should show up there.
There you go.
And make sure you don't book yourself to an Oilers event in Edmonton. You'll want to be at the Flames Canucks watch party in Calgary at Greta.
Now, if you're an Oilers fan and you're listening, you know, you're up there, then by all means,
that's fine.
Go to Greta in Edmonton and go do your whoop-de-doo up there. We only had one Oiler jersey.
Okay.
The last time. I was very impressed.
It's a good. No, we have. So I think they call it the alley, that room that we always use.
Yep.
It's a little side room. It's perfect for hosting events. I think we had sort of 60 to 100 people rammed in there. They're putting some brand new, even bigger screens in there.
Which should
be a blast. We get on the mic at the intermission, have some fun, give away some prizes. We got some merch to give away for people that are showing up in attendance. I believe some hoodies and t-shirts Maddie's got sent on the way already. So join us and your $10 is going to go to a charity and the rest is coming back to you in the opportunity to win stuff and free stuff. You're coming out ahead.
Have you had a lot of dealings with Vancouver fans?
Yes, I have. And I used to live in BC a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like probably 7 years. They're a much smaller fan base in Calgary, but God, are they vocal. Like this is going to be the spring where you're like, oh shit, I forgot how obnoxious Canucks fans were.
Mm-hmm.
Cause of course, Jim Benning and only one time in the playoffs last decade or whatever.
Cause it's weird. I feel they're like they have to be coming soon.
Yes.
If they aren't already. And I'm sure some people, you have them in the office or whatever, but
yeah,
they're going to make the playoffs and they're going to,
they might be the one seed in the West. Like they've got a commanding lead in the Pacific. Oilers have three games in hand, but it's theirs to lose at this point, which is impressive.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of the Canuck fans back strutting around because Matt's in the 2011 Canucks were next level annoying. Yeah. When they were loving this thing back, I'd be really love Burrows. Burrows is so great.
Burrows.
Can't stand him.
Bieksa. Kessler. LaPierre. God, I hated that team.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Ah.
Not interested.
Weasels. Rafi Torres. That is probably a little earlier than that, but still hateable.
Very hateable.
Very hateable. And you and I have talked about it. We don't like at all that Kevin Bieksa seems quite wonderful and as good as his job. That really ruins
makes it a lot worse.
It's like he's turned as a wrestler. He's gone from a heel to a face or something. Handle it.
It's a face turn.
So who is there? Someone that Bieksa's face turn reminds you of? Like, how can I be rooting for this guy? Ah, I hate this. A famous heel that turned into a good guy.
Well, I mean, going back, but he was never in. Well, you know what? I was going to say, because it's not like BX is trying to be a face.
He seems like a good guy, but he seemed like an asshole when he was a Canuck.
Like Rowdy Roddy Piper was a huge heel.
Yeah.
But never really changed how he. It was like the audience changed.
Yeah. It's like you're just like, oh, I like this guy. He's a lovable jerk.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
He'd give you these right in the eyes.
Oh, eye gouging. God.
Yeah. Or he'd do this. If you had it in a headlock and the ref was behind you, he'd give it the old bunk and give you, he'd do the thumb right to your neck.
Ah,
yeah.
That's not unlike the Samoan spike.
And then it's not as violent.
Okay.
The Samoan spike's a big. It's, yeah, that's like one of those. But Piper, he'd poke you in the eyeballs, or he'd give you one of those, and then the ref would ask him, "Did you just did you just thumb him in the throat?" He'd always say no.
Yeah, then I'm fessed up.
Always say no. I feel like Bieksa would be that guy.
So I don't mind that as a comp, because he hasn't really changed, to your point.
He hasn't changed. And then as time moved on, everybody started to really like the heels. Like
Rowdy.
Steve Austin, Stone Cold.
Yeah.
He was never...
He's an abrasive guy.
They started liking Steve. And then, of course, he started going against Mr. McMahon.
Mr.
He and Mr. McMahon had some big time run-ins.
How's Shane O'Mac doing? Haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, Ryan. Shane O'Mac was back at WrestleMania last year.
What?
He came out to do a little thing with The Miz and Snoop Dogg.
Tell me someone just destroyed him.
Well, he was going to... I wish we could show it, but it would get flagged and taken right down. He showed up unannounced. It was kind of a surprise, and he was going to have his way with The Miz.
Mm.
And he went on the ropes, came off, and The Miz was down on the canvas, mm-hmm. and he went to leapfrog over him, and he tore his quad.
Nice.
He landed, fell down, and then they had to take the cameras and pan away, and they had to do all of this stuff. Yeah, he completely tore the muscle right off of his femur, is it?
That's one of those bones in there. Yeah.
So I think Shane O'Mac is probably done.
Good Lord.
But you know what, though? Snoop Dogg came in, and he had his way with The Miz.
Really?
He dropped the people's elbow.
Snoop Dogg did?
Snoop Dogg's got his own belt.
Come on.
Snoop Dogg's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
What is the Snoop Dogg belt called?
I don't know what it's called, but it's his own. It's,
Jack.
No, it doesn't have a name. It's but he has a it's a specialty Snoop Dogg belt.
Snoop's the best.
Hall of Famer. Yeah, Hall of Famer, and really does look like he spent a lot of time in the gym.
Has he been off the smoke still for a while? I know he made a big deal about that.
No, I think that was just the thing.
Okay,
it was just kind of a thing. Let's do our Betway bets.
Dry Jan, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Betway Bets, get the Betway app on your phone, play along, and here's the deal.
Check this out.
If you've been hearing us talk about Betway and you haven't got on board and all that, you're just kind of waiting. With Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Now, we've put the QR code up on the screen. We'll leave it up there so you can grab it. Create a new account. Scan the QR code on the screen.
I'm scanning right now.
Let's redeem your bonus. Place a bet. No minimum amount required. And if the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200.
Bam.
You can then use that money to bet on your favorite sports. This offer is only available outside of Ontario. So again, I just place a bet. And if it loses,
you get the
money bet back. $200 or less, you're getting that money right back in the credit to go and get a good fine.
So if you've been hearing about what Betway and you're just waiting, now's the time is basically what you're saying.
Now is the time. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Ryan. Right. I love it. Good.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Welcome offer. There you go.
Boom. Here's what we got. I got a couple tonight in the 4 non-flame game NHL sked this evening.
Yeah, 4 games tonight. Yeah.
New Jersey at the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Panarin. He's on a heater. He's just always on a heater.
Just
always putting up points.
And you're really sure he played in Columbus at one point.
9 points in his last 5 games is where he's at. So give me a power play point. Plus 130. And the New York Islanders at the LA Kings. You mentioned earlier the Islanders. They've won 6 in a row.
God, they're hot.
They've turned a corner since Patty Waugh came in. No ads at the deadline. 4th straight deadline that Lou Lamoriello said, not interested.
Well, they did the Horvat one early last year, and then a couple years ago it was JG Pageau. They've done some moves, but it's an old group. It was always going to be within those walls and with Sorokin, right?
And Patrick Waugh is there.
Yes.
Their move,
that's
I guess.
True. That's true.
Anyway, the Kings are still kind of, there's not a lot of consistency there. Either way, taking the Islanders on the road in Los Angeles to keep the winning streak going. Just give me the money line, plus 130. For an Islander win.
I'm all over this Jersey Rangers game. Jersey went out and got some goalies. I don't know if they're any good or not and how much was the system they were playing in, but it's going to be Jake Allen and Kakanen for the foreseeable future. The former Sharks netminders, UFA this summer, they're going to kick tires there. I still like the Rangers here. They're a great team. Now, Adam Fox is a game-time decision. He missed skate this morning, was feeling ill. We'll see if he goes. I love Chris Kreider over 3.5 shots. He has 22 shots in his last five, so averaging over 4 a game. We're going to play the over on 3.5 shots for Kreider, who scored in back-to-back games in 3 of his last 4. And I like the Rangers puck line laying a goal and a half plus 150. Take care of business. Let's go, Rempe. It's our boy, right?
It is. He almost scored again.
Nice.
There was one that went off the post to kind of dribble across the line.
Game inches, dude.
They do love him, though. They're How could you not? His name in Madison Square Garden.
There isn't a market in hockey that wouldn't be going nuts for this guy.
Yeah, they love that guy.
But everyone wants to tell him what he can and can't do. How about just be a rock star in New York? That's what he wants to do? Yeah, do it.
That's what he wants to do. Our Betway Bets, the presentation of Betway. Again, create a new account. Redeem your bonus with that QR code that is on screen. Place your bet, no minimum amount required. If the bet loses, you will get a refund of up to $200. You can use that money to then bet on your favorite sports. This offer available only outside of Ontario. Betway. Bet the responsible way with Betway.
Go get it, fellas.
And Rempe's a Calgary guy, too. Should be here.
I know. When's he a free agent? It's his first bleeping year.
Although, in fairness, if the Flames would have grabbed them, you would have crucified them.
What did I just literally today made
that a guy 6'7"? He is the kind of guy that we would have.
He can skate a bit. This is the thing is we're now in that era where if you are going to be a quote unquote goon, you at least can play. There's no more goons that can't play. Like you look at Delorier, the guys leading the fight leaderboard, like they can all play fourth line roles. It isn't like you're wasting minutes.
He definitely took a run at that Bastion guy.
What did he ever? Who else did
and then took it? Then really kind of left his feet and hit Labushkin there on the side.
Oh, Ilya, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's see when his contract's up. He's got 2 more years. Oh, yeah. They got him for a while.
They got him for a while. Damn it. I know. Ah, I'm sorry.
RFA doesn't even have arb rights. Ah. We're going to have to make a blockbuster deal.
Hunter Smith texts are coming in.
Yeah. Hunter couldn't do the things that Rempe can do, never mind the fighting.
Poor guy.
Not Hunter's fault he got drafted there. I'd sort of look to the people that drafted him there.
Yeah, maybe.
Brian Burke looking at you.
Maybe there's something to that. DoorDash. For a limited time, our listeners and viewers will get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code NATION25. Of course, it's DoorDash. We all know DoorDash. You get the DoorDash app. What do you want? Where do you want it from? When do you need it? Delivered right to your door. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's that simple. And there is the promo code for your 25% deal for a limited time. So what's on the menu for DoorDash?
We got lots. Right now, half an hour in, we've got Blue Jays and Rays. If you like a little afternoon baseball, this is in Tampa, which means they're heavy favorites. You don't send your vets on the road in the spring. We know that, or at least as few as possible. Kind of like NHL preseason. Mm-hmm. Hoops tonight. For all you hoopers and dimers, Jack, it's the Raptors in Denver.
And in hoops.
And in hoops, the Nugs are good. You know, this is the Wendy's? Earlier, but like, this is different. This is the Nuggets, DoorDash, Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
They are favored by 14.5
Harf.
Over the Raptors, who won't even be able to get into the play-in thing, I don't think. It's been a rough year. Mm-hmm. On the ice, we're going to Broadway at 5 o'clock for Rangers Devils. And then at 8:30, the one you also have a little wager on. Islanders at Kings. Isles at the second half of a back-to-back, but they got up early against Anaheim. I feel like they just rolled lines. They weren't, you're not worried about their top guys being gassed.
Right.
Good one tonight. Islanders and Kings at 8:30.
There you have it, Dash. That for the win with DoorDash and with Double Dash. You can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone gets what they want.
That's a win.
It is a huge, it's huge, buddy.
Dash that?
Dash that for the win with DoorDash. Couple things coming in here. Somebody asked if we're taking questions, and then Jason came in. Why are you not taking questions? Well, that's a question.
We're
you
not,
can't ask.
We're not taking questions right now. Thank you for the
please
question.
Please don't
we're
ask
not
these questions because we're not.
Someone asked a question earlier. Are you taking questions? We've answered that question.
We're not taking questions.
Not taking questions.
When are we getting info on the Barn Burner March Madness pool?
It is March. God damn it. I've talked about this for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Every year, Ryan.
Oh, God, it would be so good. It just would require some work and planning, which is too hard for us.
We should do a March Madness pool.
Like a clip bracket.
And everyone says, yes, that would be great. And then once the tournament starts, Ryan's like, we should have started. Oh, we can't now because it's so.
Well, so there's two things happening here. I will print out a bracket for everyone. I took the L last year for that.
Right.
Just so we can all pretend we know what Upper Louisiana
everyone does it.
Christian State is, no. Right? Or whatever. But the other one he's talking about is the clip bracket, the clip madness, where it's like, stop the hammering is up against over to Backlund. No, that's Cavallari, but Cavallari scores. Like you'd have right, those yeah, going head yeah. to head.
We don't have them though.
We have some of them.
We have some
of them. Talk to RJ. Maybe we start with the Sweet 16 this year.
Now, but is there an appetite maybe to have a March Madness pool?
Could be.
Where are you for our
Boy, this feels Barney's? Like a lot of questions for
our Barnimals. I know we're not taking questions.
We're not taking questions, Barney's. We're just not.
See, like Mickey's in. When are you taking questions again, Mick? We're not taking them.
Mick, I'd love to answer that question, but at this point, we are not accepting questions.
We're not taking questions.
No questions.
So please. About to go to lunch. Should I go get chicken tenders and fries or a barbecue burger? Again, please.
First
hold off on the questions.
Never mind trick questions. That's a trick question. And no questions at this time. Thank you.
Will you be taking questions tomorrow? Feels like a question.
I can't answer that question right
now. We're not really getting.
I'm not in a position to.
Phones. Yeah, no phones. No questions. This one here from earlier in the show, it's a Jackism. They got better, but they are worse.
What? Did Jack say you that were about talking, the Steelers?
Well, because you were saying they're not as good, and he said, so they got better, but they're worse.
Because I was asking him how they compared to the other AFC North teams. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Baltimore. Big Steelers honk.
But I did like it. They got better, but they're worse?
Jackism.
I feel like it's always a little dirty when we start talking to the Jack box and the Jack this. And
the Jack cam.
Yeah. Jackism is kind of, yeah, I'm not sure. This one here, this is a question. We'll take this question.
Yeah.
Exception. How do I get my hands on that? Afterburner blonde. It's called barn burner blonde.
That's a trick question. Yeah.
And I can see the confusion there. The barn burner blonde is from Origin Brewing, originbrewing.ca. And they did all the work on it. Just our name is on it. You can see it right there.
It's good that they did. We wouldn't be good at making a beer, but we are good at drinking beer.
And I know on our social media on the Instagram,
yo,
we've had some posts. There are a number of different places where you can get the barn burner blonde,
the triple B,
which is our, which is, as you said, it's a very good blonde.
Crushable. Like very proud of this beer because basically we didn't have anything to do with it. It's very high quality.
Yeah. So you don't need to, well, if they made it, how good could it be? We didn't make it. So it's great.
Yes.
So you can go and check it out on the whole thing on the Instagram there. Cause there's a lot of places and maybe, hey, if you're enjoying the barn burner blonde, send a photo.
Put you on the show.
We'll put you on the show. Now, if you own an establishment, maybe you have a pub or a watering hole and you'd like to get the Barn Burner Blonde or an Origin beer on mm-hmm. tap, you contact us. Get a hold of us. Get a hold of Origin. They'll do it for you. You put it on your taps, we'll put you on the show.
Well, and again, we've already had photos from the Nash, uh-huh. a lovely place in Englewood. We've already had photos from the garage in Eau Claire.
Yeah.
Merchants, they've got the homegrown on tap there, yeah. lager, and at the Trop, they're pouring Origin as well.
Very nice.
And here's the thing: if you take a photo with the beer, we'll put you on the show. True. If you take a picture of the can on your table, we know what the can looks like.
Yeah,
we want to see you enjoying the beer. Take it to a mountaintop, have it with the flames on in the background. Show us your man cave. You know, just a picture of the beer can on your table. Okay, we believe that you're having one.
And we appreciate the support. And
we do appreciate it. But if it's like, hey, you're so proud and you want to get on the show, well, show you smiling with the beer, friend. Let's go.
Yeah.
Are you witness protection?
We appreciate it, but we probably won't put you on the show. But if there's some other kind of a visual.
We'd love to put you on the show.
We'll put you on the show. We really want to put you on
the show. We know what the can looks like.
Yeah, really do want to put you on the show. So there is that. This is from Bryden.
Is this the new defenseman?
Really enjoying having you guys on an hour earlier in Hoyburn. Not a question.
Yeah, it's thank
not
you. A question. That's yeah, a no, statement. I do appreciate yeah. that from Braden. Yeah.
Will Jack get a raise?
I feel
that's
like a question.
Question. Yeah. yeah, really.
You know what? When I asked him how good the Steelers was, that really got a raise out of him, didn't it?
It did get a raise, yeah. yeah. So you're feeling good about it, eh, Jack?
Oh, he loves
you
just it,
yeah. yeah, of course. I mean, now, how could you not?
If Cleveland, so Joe Flacco's gone, I believe. If Cleveland has gone and signed Russell Wilson, what would you have said about that?
They'd be stupid because they have the highest paid quarterback ever. Why would they sign Russell Wilson?
Yeah, right.
I mean, they should. Watson sucks.
So beautiful.
It's really good.
And honestly, like the beauty of this is like we are in maybe the quietest time of the NFL offseason. Like I guess we're starting to get close to free.
Well, today's a big, there was some stuff and today's a big one.
But it's been nonstop since the season ended.
Yeah.
And then now we're going to get after the draft picks, he's going to be sending me videos of these guys working out and stuff. Like it is, it is not slowed down at all.
I do enjoy having him around.
It's quite wonderful.
Yeah.
You too, Dean. Good to see you today. What happened? You got
to, I had to take the kid to school.
You got a court case downtown or
tomorrow?
Just the neighborhood?
Not here.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely not.
And did we get a foot update from you?
Foot's good.
Good hoof.
Yeah.
That's a quick turnaround there.
Yeah. But with the medication you need to take for it, the bunghole, not great. Foot's a lot better.
You know,
there's some other.
That's my fault, Dean. We're not taking questions right now. We can just wrap that up right now.
What do you call that? Kind of a, it's not a trickle down effect, although it is in a weird way.
Unintended consequences. That's
what
it's
a bit of a, it comes with it for sure.
Friendly fire.
Now, you may have noticed Frank not on the show today. Frank
is that right?
Cervelli, very tired, very worn out. Doesn't have the, what do you call it? He uses
stamina.
I don't have the bandwidth.
Oh, the bandwidth.
He doesn't have the bandwidth for it. So, Noodles Wednesday.
What if he doesn't have the bandwidth?
No, I think he's good.
Okay, perfect. And Dregs has got till Friday. That'll be a full week to recover from trade.
He'll
deadline.
Be totally great.
He's good.
Do you get a lot of BS texts?
Yes.
I am getting
Hi, I'm smitty. Nancy from the so-and-so recruiting company. I'd like to put your name forth for this job. I'm like, why is this a, what's that? What's the 679 area code? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I got a lot of numbers here.
Jeez.
Hello, are you still looking for a job? Job in all caps, because that's what you would do for sure to get the attention of me. Why is this happening? Why, how do they, what's this like? I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
But what if it's real? What if I say, yeah, I kind of am actually. You can't believe this job we've got. We just want you to stay at home and we'll pay you $1 million. Wouldn't I be a fool for not responding?
Isn't there that rule where if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true.
Something like that. Maybe
I wouldn't fall for that. That feels like fishing, dude.
Yeah, it does feel like fishing. Delicious.
Any more comments? No questions out there? What do we got?
No, it's not a lot. There's
Nancy texted KQ as well. There you go.
Yeah, Nancy.
Nance.
Well, Nancy. We expect Rhett will be on the show tomorrow, but we kind of expected he'd be on the show today.
Yeah, I would have put this at a 75% to 90% probability of Rhett today.
I came in and Ryan's like, Rhett's going to be at the airport today.
Yeah, don't know which one, but an airport.
And I said, is that a question? Are you asking me?
No, I'm just relaying the information that was given to me.
That information, not sound.
Erroneous.
Yeah, that's not quality info.
Now, to be fair, Rhett was at some airports today, but he was not on the show.
No, he was not on the show.
He was at some airports, I think.
Yeah.
Glad to believe.
So, yeah, tomorrow, Flames game day, Colorado.
Yeah, let's leave that till tomorrow. I feel like we've done a good job of
Colorado
distancing ourselves from the beginning of the
show. You think Cale Makar is still good?
They should look into acquiring him the next deadline.
Probably play him, right? If he's still good, they'd probably play him. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
See you, buddies.
Tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.